I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper says this year's legislative session was the most productive of his 7 years in office. But as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berklin reports, he's contemplating a special legislative session to tackle transportation.
The major bipartisan transportation package of the session failed, despite the backing of the governor and legislative leaders in both parties. And Hickenlooper says a separate, expansive bill that also adds more money for roads won't fill the roughly $9 billion shortfall over the next decade.
We're not even going to have enough money to fix I-25 North and South and I-70, let alone all the projects across the state.
The governor says he is also befuddled that lawmakers couldn't agree on how to fund the state's energy office. The measure failed on the final day of the session over a disagreement about the role of renewable and traditional energy inside the office.
We are now the only state in the Western United States that doesn't have an energy office. How does that reflect us as being a leader?
Hickenlooper says those are two issues he'd like to address in a special session. He says he'll make a decision by Monday. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berklin at the state capitol.
The Colorado National Guard helped 7 people evacuate from the Beulah area in Pueblo County after flooding there left them stranded. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says state and county agencies are working to assess damage and clear debris. As of last night, San Isabel Electric was working to restore power to 160 residents in the Beulah Valley. This is 91.5 KRCC News.